All right, welcome to another edition of Get Tanked Happy Hour.
Yes.
Powered by Green Legion Radio, live from our beautiful, historic Northern Liberties high atop studios, the skyline.
Yes.
I was doing my best impersonation of Yoda there.
good.
Brother, it's been a little crazy right now.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I got to make sure that we're actually broadcasting right now. Yeah,
it's been a crazy week. Some of my listeners have been alluding me to things that have been going on. Especially, it's one number one thing that I've been pumping for since I got here and realized that he wasn't in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Harold.
Harold, yes, it's about damn time.
You know, I. If you didn't know, I was just on the phone with the CEO of the Hall of Fame.
Right.
That was who just called me.
Right.
And boys and girls, there has not been a decision made actually as of yet. So if you would like to know, there is a possibility that once the modern era class is announced by the Hall of Fame on Super Bowl weekend, they may add a few players from this centennial selection to be inducted that same weekend in August. So if anybody's wondering about the possibilities.
I'm going.
Of going. So there's a possibility that that Harold will be inducted in the August class.
I'd rather be inducted.
No, we're not going to go if it's September. It's the dumbest fucking move I've ever heard of in my life. I mean, the stiffs in that class, you know, there's a reason for it.
Well, some of them there's a reason for it, but then some of them they just like let linger and linger and linger.
Does everybody know this list? Because I actually do have it here.
Give it to me. I'll tell you who I know and who I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. Here we go. All right, Bill Cowher, which is, you know, it for people that live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
you know, it's great. You know, whatever. Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Steve Sable.
Well, yeah.
I could see Sable.
Yeah, he should have been in that, though.
Why wait till that dude's dead?
Yeah, I know that.
You're an asshole.
Exactly, big time.
George Young, general manager for the Colts, Dolphins, Giants. Also deceased. Paul Tagliabue, former commissioner.
Yes, I love Paul.
And then players, Harold Carmichael, obviously.
Obviously, yes.
Jim Covert, tackle for the Chicago Bears from 83 to 90. Bobby Dillon, safety for the Green Bay Packers from 52 to 59.
Should have been in.
Dead.
Should have been in.
Dead. Cliff Harris, safety for the Cowboys from 70 to 79. Winston Hill, tackle for the Jets and Rams, 63 to 76. Alex Karras, defensive tackle for the Lions.
George Papadopoulos. You know that's who that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what?
Donnie Shell, safety for the Steelers from 74 to 87. What? Duke Slater, the Milwaukee Badgers in 1922. Max Speedy, whatever E is. What position is E?
End,
not D N D E.
Maybe like an end as far as like in
Cleveland
football.
Browns from 1946 to 1952, and Ed Sprinkle 1944 to 1955 Chicago Bears. So, off of this list, okay,
half of them are not
of your centennial celebration for the Hall of Fame. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Dead guys.
Wow.
Yay!
It's like, wow.
Way to celebrate, you fucking idiots.
They are stupid. The weird thing was...
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have more dead dudes getting inducted than they have live people there. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know what's wrong with them. And the thing with Alex Karras, you know, he should have been in also. But you know why he was gambling? He got exiled.
Oh, he was Pete Rosed.
No, he got. But it was also him and Paul Hornung at the same time. The reason why Paul Hornung got in was when Paul Hornung came back, he apologized. When Alex Karras was like, "Well, I already took the punishment. What the hell am I apologizing for?" So
everybody get that.
Yeah.
The modern era Hall of Fame induction class will be the first weekend in August.
Right.
The centennial celebration which is basically, it's basically the Hall admitting they fucked up on some players and they had to get them in.
Exactly.
Okay. And they don't, and they don't see them getting in with these modern era class class inductions. But there is a possibility that Harold Carmichael will be inducted with the modern era class in the beginning of August, as opposed to when they have the centennial celebration slotted, which is September 19th.
Oh, God. Well, it's
the 3 weeks into the regular season.
I know, the jacked up part is, why not celebrate them with everybody else? Because it's not like any other centennial people are around.
Think about it. Trying to sell more tickets to a single event. What's going to happen? All right. Troy Polamalu is on this list.
Yeah, he's on the ballot.
Who else from Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
There's another Pittsburgh player besides Troy Polamalu, who is on this list for this year. And I forget who the other player is, but Troy's getting in.
Yeah, Troy.
He's first ballot, yeah. No doubt. So I think the Hall of Fame is banking on
a Pittsburgh
invasion,
right?
Because it's an hour away,
and then Donnie Schell.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. All right. So with the ability to fill up the Hall of Fame alone with Pittsburgh fans coming to see Troy Polamalu, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Everybody said Dawkins and Ray Lewis, and that, you know, was the loudest you'll ever hear. No. Loudest you're ever going to hear is when Troy Polamalu gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, because every fucking asshole from Pittsburgh can drive an hour to get there.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's going to be 50% Pittsburgh fans.
Yeah, it's going to be mostly Pittsburgh fans, yeah.
So I think they thought of it as an opportunity to have another event where they can make more revenue and sell more tickets, and I find it to be one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's once again the NFL botches up something else, which brings me to one of the
Robin Slinchak, your month's coming up in 2 weeks, baby. I can't wait to look at that on my wall all month of February.
I was going to tell you about the Astros / Boston Red Sox ordeal, the real time taping of hand signals in baseball.
Okay, did we just find out about this?
No, it happened this week. So I figured I'd say something about it, mainly because it showed that baseball is about the integrity and the competitive edge of the game, because the suspension they handed down.
Everybody. Sure, sex is great, but have you ever watched the Patriots get eliminated?
What, somebody just hit you with that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know that. But between that and seeing the look on Brady's face as time ran out, as he threw the ball and it bounced off the other guy's hand, and he threw that pick six at the end of the game,
yeah,
and they ran it in just to rub it in his face.
Oh, yeah. And actually, that was a bad move. He should have sat.
Yeah.
He should have kneeled.
Yeah.
And instead of running in, but because it put him up by another seven.
Right.
So they were up 8 points.
Right.
It could have. Well, but
if you know about Mike Vrabel doesn't like Tom Brady.
Who here does like Tom Brady?
So he's looking to stick it to him any and every way he possibly can.
Go deflate those balls, baby.
I know.
Well, he's going to be deflating his balls all over Giselle for the rest of the offseason.
Well, is he a free unrestricted free agent now?
Unrestricted free agent. Tom Brady. Unrestricted free agent. And guess what I care about? Not a single fucking ounce.
I would
rather bring back Josh McCown as our backup quarterback than sign Tom Brady.
Oh, I didn't say sign him. I just said he's going to be a free agent. Who do you think is going to be a buyer?
Who is going to be a buyer for Tom Brady? How about that, you guys? There's a good question for all of us watching on Green Legion's Facebook page. Who are buyers for Tom Brady right now?
And
feel free, everybody chime in. Any questions that you have, this is a very relaxed show.
Yeah.
This is where Hollis and I chat with you guys. Hollis is right over here, in case you guys haven't seen him.
Quimby's over there. All my people, Quimby's over
there. There we go.
Quimby's over there. There's Quimby.
Look at that. A lot of love.
A lot of love. What's up, Juice Man?
So if you guys have any questions for Hollis.
Flight! Oh, my bad.
Any questions for me whatsoever?
You guys have any questions, you know where to find the Big Tank Dog.
Yep.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was just him being an unrestricted free agent. Who's going to be a buyer at 40?
You know what? Somebody that wants to sell seats. Miami. Miami.
They don't have their quarterback.
Jacksonville.
Yet.
Let's think. Let's think. Tampa's not going to be. Arian's stuck on.
He's stuck on his bucket.
Yeah.
But if you put him in any other situation,
I actually think he stays in the division.
That's what I was going to say.
Miami. But you know what? He probably knows how terrible the Dolphins organization is. But they want to give him $20 million to come down and sit in the sun for a season.
You never know. Maybe buy you a club or two down there.
Anybody out there? Adam Gilmore, who do you think is a buyer for Tom Brady if he does not decide to re-sign with the Patriots? Colts? Frank
Reich's not he's not a.
No, I mean you no. Had, but is he committed to?
The kid.
Can't think of his name, and I had him on my fantasy.
Brisket.
Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. Yeah. I think they could kind of commit to him because once Luck left, they gave him an actual respectable contract. They kind of committed to him for another couple of years.
I'm not seeing any chat messages here on.
You're not seeing any chat messages?
No, I'm seeing who's watching.
Oh. What up, CJ?
But I don't see any messages or questions. Adam Gilmore, if you're paying attention to me, write something and let me know send me a text when you send it. I want to make sure everything's working right.
Josie says, hey.
Josie who?
Yeah, she's a friend of mine. She's on here.
Hey,
Josie.
But, I don't know, run across the league.
I'm trying to think. Nobody really needs a quarterback, a 40-year-old quarterback. Only thing I can see is
the Giants?
Because of Joe. Is it Joe Judge?
I don't know.
For a year?
I don't know. For a couple years?
Because you know,
a couple more years to bring pick six around?
Nah, I know you don't give a fuck about this. They had a whole segment or two on the ESPN and a couple other channels talking about Jason Garrett going to interview for the Giants.
Going what? Jason Garrett's doing what?
Interviewing for the Giants.
Why not?
Who gives a fuck?
I don't.
I hope he goes up there.
Hold on a second. Let me see if this is working.
There was
your screen to see message.
Yeah, you got to swipe it going up.
I do. I swipe it going up, but I don't see any messages.
He's having technical difficulties.
Thanks. See, look.
Josie said you guys are great.
Thank you, Josie.
There's Howard Bloom. What's up, Howard?
I am scrolling.
My boy Steve Rhodes.
All right. I might need to refresh this, you guys.
You might need to refresh yours.
You guys, come back, please, because I want to answer all your questions and we want to talk.
What up, Flido? Hey, Dana Short Stuff. They got Kelly. What you got on your mind, Kelly? Kelly normally comes with the heat on the questions. Yeah.
Bringing it.
I'm waiting on her to hurt. She's probably going to ask something. I just asked her to ask something. But it was I watched the Flyers / Sixers last night.
I was at that game till halftime.
Yeah. Yeah. It was you know what happened? It didn't look like we were going to win at first, but then we ended up pulling it out.
So did I. giggity.
All right.
Where is it?
What up, Pooh? What you got for me? When I was like, when you look at the game, it seems like. when you look at the game, it still seems like Brett Brown doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
No, he still doesn't know what he's doing. And it's a weird team to watch right now. You know, they're not playing terrible basketball, but they're not playing good basketball, and it's weird. We're expecting more.
Yeah, I think so. I think
Tobias needs to step up.
Well, he stepped up yesterday.
He did step up yesterday.
Yeah, but he needs to step up.
He needs to step up more
consistently. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you said it right the other day. We need to see more Simmons just
taking
dunking
off.
It. No, dunking the ball.
I know, taking
it. You're 3 feet away from the fucking bucket. Jump up and smash that thing.
Not only that, you're jumping up and then you're passing it.
Yeah, I'm still not getting messages, you guys. I don't know what the fuck is wrong here.
Everybody's just saying what's up. Checking us out on the horizon here. Liquor Tank Happy Hour. As we do around
Jay Vagnetti, do me a favor and type me something here. I'm gonna put this on.
You're gonna put it on
over here
on live feed too.
Yeah.
You know today is a National Fig Newton Day.
It's National Fig Newton Day.
Yeah, and hot and spicy food day. I don't
you're
eat
so
hot and spicy food.
Fucking weird.
And today is the day that I looked up in this preseason and looked up in 1988 and saw the St. Louis Cardinals had moved to Phoenix. In 1988, I was like, "You sons of bitches!" I was like, because I was looking at the TV, I was like, "Man, is this a new expansion team? Phoenix,
nice."
I was like, "Why do they have Phoenix where St. Louis should be?"
Now, how do I find Jesus Christ? Videos live. There we are.
You got it. Good
so.
Things. Mazel. Good things.
Yeah, there I am. Hey, look at me.
You know, it's,
all right. I got some comments here.
What you got?
All right. What's up, Tank and Quimby? Brady to Miami. Yeah, Suter, we said that, bro. I kind of agree. Thanks, Jay. I am technology challenged. I apologize.
Technologically challenged?
Yeah. Okay, Sean McHale. How does Hollis feel about the hit on Wentz? I'd like to know that, even though I already know the answer to that question.
Cheap shot, dirty. It was the dirtiest shit I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah,
it was
terrible.
It was, and everybody.
What up, cuz?
I got tired of everybody trying to pussyfoot around it, because he was trying to that second game when they played against I knew he was going to get hit in the nuts.
Right?
But the second game because he hit a couple of people late and he's diving on piles. It's like they're supposed to be flags. What is the official looking at? When you see a guy running next to a guy, he looks down and see him going down and then throws his head first, spear.
Head first.
Not even face mask first.
It was
first.
A spear.
Spear.
100%.
And it's like, I don't know. I still don't know what the fuck the official is looking at.
All right. Now I see six comments, but only four are popping up.
You probably have to let the screen go down.
It's not the screen going down. It's just so fucking weird.
It's so weird?
It is.
I don't know. You go up or down. What up, CJ? What you think about the playoffs this coming weekend? The championship games.
What's that?
What do you think about the playoffs coming
weekend? I think Tennessee and San Francisco.
Yeah, I think San Francisco is going to.
And I think Tennessee is the only team that has a shot of beating San Francisco.
Yeah, because they do what?
Run the ball.
Now you got that in your face there, Mike Diaz and what's the
Sackmaster?
It was Sackmaster. It was Diaz. And, remember, it was Spuds.
Diaz wants to call the show the apology show. Runyon says he wasn't down yet. That's a joke. That's why he didn't get fined. Like, come on, yeah, Sean, we agree, man.
That's what Runyon said.
Yeah, yeah. Uncle Buck was pissed.
Yeah,
actually. Through the roof, I'll bet.
Well, he was, and actually, he was going down, and
he was on his way down. Yeah. It everything about that play was fucking dirty.
Yeah, and
Jadeveon Clowney, and then you see this fucking knucklehead coming in after that.
Oh yeah,
and going, I ain't signing with no team that doesn't have a shot. I ain't going, homie, don't play that.
Oh god,
I'm like, dude, just shut up.
Shit,
Joe Felix.
What Joe?
Joe Felix, you can go straight to hell, sir.
What did he say?
Joe, we're going to get Hollis's opinion on this, or Hollis's sentiment. Andy Reid will win his first Super Bowl.
Bullshit.
Joe, sorry. Hollis says bullshit.
He got it.
Sorry.
He said it's going to be probably Tennessee and San Francisco.
Although George Kittle's got a bad ankle right now. He didn't even practice today.
Yeah, but that defense is going to destroy their offense.
I don't know, man. I don't think that offense is the same without Kittle. I mean, like the dual threat at running back, and, you know, Emmanuel Sanders is obviously...
Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Sanders.
Yeah, well, but I think Deebo.
Yeah, it's two of them. It's one that they said we need a man at receiver, and there's a kid out of South Carolina. His name is Deebo Samuels.
Deebo.
Deebo.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I think Kittle.
He's actually the key, but when I say defense, I'm talking about, I don't know if you watched the first time they played. Green Bay's offensive line could not do anything with San Francisco's front. And San Francisco
San Francisco's just going to sham down their throat.
And not only that, they got some linebackers back who are great at coverage. Whoa. Should be if Green Bay pulls this one out, then Aaron Rodgers is truly the GOAT.
Yeah, right.
Because if he pulls this one out with one receiver, he's got a decent running back. But with that offense, with that defense that San Francisco poses, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
And when you look at the AFC Championship game, as many weapons as Kansas City has, their defense tends to give up the rhythm. And if you can't give up that rhythm to Tennessee, which they're going to hold the ball and keep your guy off of the field by running the ball.
Right.
And I've yet to see anybody want to get in front of Derrick Henry.
Nobody wants to get in front of Derrick Henry.
I was watching the run. It looked like they was like, watch out, he's coming again.
Yeah, Suter, Bosa is a beast right now.
Yeah, he is a beast. He's proven me wrong.
100%, because I thought he was just another Gen Z jerk-off.
Yeah, I thought he was too, but he's actually proved me wrong, because he came in with a couple of soft tissue injuries, but then he's turned it on. I'm happy for the kid.
Chris Sack thinks I can just buzz him in from being downstairs, which isn't the case. But
we'll buzz a bit when we get ready.
Yeah, I will buzz you in when I'm damn well ready.
What else we got? You don't talk about hockey. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't talk about it. I don't want to.
it was a great game. It was against the St. Louis Blues.
If you guys want to hear some hockey talk on the Get Tanked Happy Hour, I will tell you this.
Uh oh, I screwed that up.
Oh, you did.
I will tell you this.
You can't have any.
It's open, jackass.
Yeah, I think San Francisco is where Josie said San Francisco is going all the way.
100%. I agree. I don't think Green Bay can match up with them.
No.
You're right. The defensive line is going to be in Rodgers' face whole day.
And the other thing, too, is their linebacker core is fucking sweet.
Yeah.
And it's like, guys.
Wait, what's this thing you call linebacker?
It's the guy who stays in the middle of the defense with awesome speed and size and quickness. we don't know.
Line. Don't
know. Right now, we just have a
come
couple
on,
of safeties.
Peter. You can do it.
Shut up, man.
Hold on. Shut up, Meg.
You can do it, Peter. Come on, Dad. You can do it. Shut up, Meg.
Shut up, Meg. That should be the title of this episode. Shut up, Meg. And Chris Sackmaster just opening up the doors.
Hey, Sackmaster, how you doing,
What's
buddy?
Happening, baby? How are you? How are you doing? Wearing your fucking Flyers gear? Get out.
Oh, God. They did awesome
Get
last night.
Out.
What's up, babe?
How you doing, brother?
What's up?
Yeah, guys, Chris welcome Chris Sack to the studio. Chris Sackmaster.
He's came in. He came in all of.
Yeah, he's all black and orange. He's gonna be black and blue by the time he gets out of here. Brother, you can sit in if you want. Just throw his fucking jacket somewhere.
Let me get this off there. Then.
Throw it on the chair. Okay.
Good things, Muzzle.
Actually, you know what? It's 5:30. Why don't we take a quick break?
Take a quick
and then
quick
we get Chris
break.
Set up.
Gonna get a couple of shots here. I'm gonna go get me some Johnny Walker Black to ease.
Yeah, I need some.
See, how can I ease the pain?
Get this moving. All right, everybody, we'll be back on the Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, right after this.
There's no such thing as perfect riding.
Getting LASIK was the best thing I've ever done for myself, ever.
Now, for a limited time only, LASIK Plus can help fix.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back in, everybody. Everybody back on the Get Tanked Happy Hour, live atop our beautiful Northern Liberty Studios, looking over beautiful historic Philadelphia and our home. So we got a couple great questions.
What's that? What are the questions?
No, I love this.
Okay.
What up, Jason? Jacob Kimball, do you think the Titans are having a similar run like us from 2017?
No.
Ooh. I like that question. I think that's an excellent question.
It's a question, but
it's a quality question. The thing, I won't say it's like ours, but it's one of those runs that a wild card team, like nobody's expecting.
Like the Steelers. Remember the one
year?
Yeah,
the one year the Steelers were the wild card squad, and they made it all the way to?
Tannehill's never been to the playoffs.
No.
No.
All right. Did they win a wild card?
They played against Pittsburgh in the wild card game.
Yeah, but I think he was hurt, and Matt Moore was the quarterback.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think he played.
He didn't play.
Yeah, Matt Moore was the quarterback.
Yeah. So here's a guy, and let's, you know what? Let's talk about this, okay? Right. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, you're right, Steve Suter. Adam Gilmore, good talking to you today. Thanks for catching me up on shysters, man. I appreciate you giving me the heads up.
Yeah, we're not shysters.
Oh, no, there's shysters everywhere, you guys. Shysters everywhere. But
I fleece them.
So if there's a team out there that I have absolutely no ill will towards whatsoever, it's the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
In a town that you could say, Joakim, let's go to Nashville for the night, and I'm going to say, where's the plane?
I haven't been, brother.
Nashville is such a fun city. Everybody that's ever been on a Green Legion trip down there just knows how fun that town is.
Right.
And you know what? I don't want to root for them because I don't fucking like them. They beat us twice in the last fucking 9 years.
But it's the thing. Go ahead.
But you know, I'm not rooting against them. I'm rooting for them now.
Right.
You know, God knows. All right. First of all, we haven't had this discussion in quite some time, and I'm jumping. I'm doing a Hollis right now.
Yeah. I was going to say you're doing it to me.
But there's a purpose to this.
Right.
Three worst fan bases in the NFL. Three worst. All right. Take a guess on number three. And by worst fan bases, I'm talking about people that would knife you just as soon as look at you.
I think you're saying San Francisco.
Not number three.
Kansas City?
No.
I hear they're pussycats down in Kansas City. I hear they're great people.
Number three for me, Atlanta.
Atlanta?
100%.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, yeah.
Okay.
The ATL. The Dirty South.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until we was at the game. And the one dude just was talking about some, get those Eagles fans away from me. I was like, dude, nobody's even talking to you.
Light the fuck
you're
up,
walking
dude.
On, you're walking on the other side of the street
with a
big guy and his daughter. What's your problem?
Number two, Seattle. All right. Worst fucking fans on the planet. I mean, you know, half of them are living up there because they're getting ready to kill themselves as it is. So they're just trying to take a few people on the way out.
Well, you know they have the most sexual novelty stores per capita in the
Well,
of the
good.
City.
They need something to get them off.
I'm waiting for that on Hollis's This Day in History.
I just wanted to let you know.
And 100% without question, worst fan base in the NFL.
Los Angeles?
San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, so you went number one. I said number three. But you said
number one. Number fucking one. And the last thing that we need for a Green Legion trip is to have those pricks win a Super Bowl
and be defending
Super Bowl champions when we go out there next year. Because honestly, people, Arizona and San Francisco are by far and away two of the most amazing destinations that we have ever. If you guys aren't excited about the schedule, like a lot of people got excited because of Miami this year. All right, Miami, you know what? We can all go to fucking Miami.
Yep.
We live in Philadelphia. It's a two-hour flight, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yep.
Boom, we go down there.
Right?
We can, you know, not go down and watch a football game all the time, but you can go down and see the Sixers play.
Pow.
Every year. Twice.
Pow.
Flyers are down there a couple times a year, too.
Pow.
Phillies are down there three times a year.
Pow.
Yeah. Okay.
Pow pow. You don't even know this one.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, man. Step brothers.
California Miami.
So,
pow.
Arizona and San Francisco are two places that you don't necessarily think about going.
Right.
And we have everything locked up and ready for our Scottsdale invasion.
Yep. Love Scottsdale.
Oh, it's the best.
I lived
dude.
There for 3 years.
Did you?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was one of the reasons why Five came. Five actually moved down there.
I was about to say, was he your neighbor?
Yo, did you hear that? Did you hear that, everybody? Number Five will always love you.
And Scottsdale, apparently.
You fucking cunt.
Call an Uber.
And San Francisco. And this is an interesting thing. I would have never, ever, under the sun,
really?
Traveled to San Francisco.
Really?
Would have never done it.
What?
I just never had any interest. Dude, you know me. When I go somewhere, I want white sand, blue water, and as much dirty hookers as you can possibly find.
Well, you
and by that, I mean, you know, just regular dirty, you know, girls.
The
you get that, everybody?
I was waiting for that.
No, I want scantily clad, bikini, drunk girls at an all-inclusive resort where they're too stupid to realize that I have a face for radio.
Oh, so basically you want the middle-of-the-road bus station skank.
But... hold on, let me get back. I'm sure I'm missing some. The bungalows. How could you leave Dallas? No, Sean McHale. Dallas fans are princesses.
Yeah.
Oh, well there's an element in the parking lot that's bad. We avoid it.
What are the thing
which
about-
is why? Which is why there's another good remark. All right. Yes, the Green Legion tailgates at an established Dallas Cowboy tailgate.
Yeah.
Every year. You know why? Because I don't have to worry about anybody getting stabbed in the parking lot.
No.
Now, there's the answer to that question.
Now, to what
Green
he said.
Green Legion SEC football trip. Sean Kelly, no, but I might be changing my tune about Penn State real fast because meeting with Blair Thomas next week about running Penn State trips.
Abracadabra.
You
didn't like that, did you?
Hopefully number Five isn't an Uber driver in Arizona. Nice, Steve Suter.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Jacob Kimball, do you think Malcolm Jenkins is going to get the contract that he wants?
No.
Probably
not. Probably not. I think he's a little too long.
But I think they'll find happy medium.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think
they're going to tell him, if they can't find the happy medium, I think they're going to tell him, listen, you could seek a trade. If that's something that you're interested in, see what you can get.
Yep. See what you can get.
Because you're not going to get.
You're not going to get paid big money as a safety.
Yeah. No.
Because you haven't been playing that in our system.
No, you've been playing linebacker.
You're a linebacker.
Yeah, you've been playing basic linebacker.
Real quick. I'll give the floor to you guys.
It was just
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Would have never gone there. One of the coolest fucking places you'll ever go to is San Francisco, and one of the coolest trips you'll ever go on. Is a Green Legion trip to San Francisco.
Awesome sauce.
We run our own winery tour the first day. Our own winery tour.
Damn!
We've been out there 7 times.
I didn't even know this.
As the Green Legion, and I've run a winery tour for the last 4 because I was able to do my own winery tours, and I compiled everything that I wanted to see in what I thought you guys would like to see, to include an Italian market.
Oh.
An olive farm, a little something from Jack Nicholson, and a little Latino in your blood, baby. So we run our own winery tour the first day. The second day, we go to Alcatraz, which is creepy and awesome.
Which is what I want to do.
Yes, 100%.
I don't visit jails for specific
reasons. When will Price come out for that trip, Q? Mid-April. Mid-April, Sean Kelly.
Honestly,
Arizona or San Francisco, you can't go wrong.
Right.
I wouldn't even tell you where to go. If you want to have a blowout, drinking beer at the pool all day, kind of warm weather trip, Arizona.
Yeah.
If you want to have a real fucking vacation where you actually feel like you check something off your bucket list,
right.
San Francisco.
I've been both.
And I guarantee that San Francisco game will be in September or October, and we may get it during Fleet Week, which is even cooler.
I want it during September, and I want the Giants to be in town so I can actually cross that ballpark off my bucket list.
Oh, the ballpark.
I've been there. I've taken a tour. I've been in Northern California for 9 days, and the Giants were gone for all 9. And I had to go to Oakland Coliseum to see the Athletics play. back in 2004, and they play. And this was back when they had the big three, when they had Mulder, Zito, and Hudson. Yeah, I had to watch Mark Redman pitch against the Major League Baseball's worst team, the Tigers.
Steve Suter is there tour. I had Becky's house in Alcatraz.
Hell no. My bad, Joey.
Steve Suter, you win the internet today, sir. PJ, yeah, awesome. Primetime game, Steve. Yeah, I agree. You know, you and I, I've been talking this whole time. I got to shut up. What do you think about the
trips?
About playoffs.
About the playoffs? Well, first,
and then we're going to ask Chris.
Okay, we're going to ask little Chris. About the playoffs, I think this week's matchups are actually some quality matchups because you got two running teams against two slightly pass happy teams. And so, and I don't know about what's his name, Matt LaFleur.
It's a cute name.
LaFleur.
By the way, Jacksonville.
Your girl and your gym will be
Jacksonville and DiFilippo parted ways.
He went to Chicago.
Did he go to Chicago already?
Yeah, quarterback's coach.
Son of a gun!
You fucking kidding me?
I'm not effing
Jesus
kidding.
Christ.
I guess he's over his pass here.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
But who
wins this week? Who goes to the Super Bowl?
I'm looking at the Titans and San Francisco.
All right. So you're with me.
I'm with the running team.
I don't think I'm with you. Running team. Running team wins Super Bowls.
Running team is stopping the run. The guys up front, I don't know if you paid attention to Tennessee. They've been kicking ass defensively, just point blank.
Oh, they're doing well. You held Tom Brady to 13 points.
Points.
Yeah, but he's not Tom Brady of
No. You know what it is? It's not Tom Brady. It's a Bill Belichick offense.
Mm-hmm. And it's Tom,
and they held that to 13
and,
points.
And you know, it's Tom Brady and Bill Belichick without all the cheat methods. Good things. Mazel, mazel.
Mazel, mazel.
I'll be here all week.
Mazel, mazel. And you know what? They just beat Houston.
Right.
And
That was interesting.
Well, and the only person that kept them in that game was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
I have given shit to for years.
But when you look at the game, where the Texans lost that game was their fourth and inches.
Oh yeah,
they did not go for it. You go,
Matt Edgar, you are not allowed to weigh in on the Chiefs, sir. You are not allowed to weigh in on the Chiefs, please. Sorry, Hollis.
No worries. I was like, any motor words of Tommy Brazier, former defensive line coach. You go for the fucking jugular vein.
Right.
You don't kick no damn field goal there. No. You got them on the ropes.
Got them. You got to go for that.
Yeah, you 28 to nothing?
Yeah.
And then you turn around and you kick it to one of the most dangerous kickoff return guys. He returns it 50-plus yards, and then your ass is in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So then after that, you guys forget how to cover. J.J. Watt turns pedestrian. You forget how
well,
to blitz.
Well, you know, he's also coming off a big injury.
Yeah,
man.
He
came back off of season-ending injury.
Yeah.
A season-ending injury 10 weeks ago.
And he changed that Buffalo game.
With that 100%.
Sack that he
100%.
Had. 100%. Changed the whole momentum.
Now, some people want to ask me some questions. One of my former teammates, Ty Van Harpen, he wants to know, in college,
Southern Illinois,
Northern Illinois. He's a Packer guy. He wants to know that the Packers have a chance
guys,
in hell of winning.
It's funny when you know how to jab him. Just
oh, absolutely.
Well, now you just get it right.
Eastern Illinois,
no, Northern Illinois,
Western Illinois,
Northern.
Oh, Northern Illinois.
The best.
Exactly, Steve Suter. Fourth and inches, and you kick a field goal. Fourth and four, and a fake punt.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
No, Steve, you're right. So anyway, what does your former teammate want to know?
He just wanted to know if the Green Bay Packers have a chance in hell of beating the 49ers.
What's that?
He wants to know if the Green Bay Packers have a chance in hell
of beating the 49ers. You know, that's why they play the game.
Yeah, I was going to say they do have a chance. And
remember, the football is not round.
Right.
It is shaped that way so that it bounces in all kinds of weird fucking ways. And if you don't think we won that Super Bowl because that oblong-shaped ball bounced a different way here and there,
yeah,
well, then you're not really paying attention.
And then that's why you play the games. I crack up because people think that just because I said the 49ers are going to win, that doesn't mean that it's going to be like totally true. They have to play the game, and the Packers are listening to all the shit that we're talking.
Well, that's because
hold on,
the Niners waxed them.
Just remember what happens to the underdog.
Oh yeah,
All right. Guess what? Guess who was? We sit here and we're armchair quarterbacks. I mean, I respect Hollis's knowledge and his opinion more because of his football knowledge. But at the end of the day, Green Bay could come out and whoop their ass.
Yeah, I know. Right. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, they could be planning an offense based on an over-pursue by the defensive line. Which Hollis knows what happens when you over-pursue.
Over-pursue, they come
all,
back.
All Aaron has to, if they can spread that pocket to the outside, and Aaron can step up in the middle, game over.
Right.
All day. But, what do you think, Chris? Well, what's your thoughts on it?
I'm right there. I hate to give a cheap plug to State Farm, but I'm rooting for the State Farm squad. I want to see the new age of NFL quarterback and Pat Mahomes go up against the old guard in Aaron Rodgers. To me, that would be the most fun game to watch. And I think that's what the NFL wants for their 100th anniversary. I mean, you're going to get two of the most esteemed franchises in the NFL's history going up against each other. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
And you're going to have to go up against statistics that will absolutely suggest that Kansas City does not make it.
Yeah.
One is a 5,000-calorie per day diet. The second is Kansas City 31st in the league in run defense. Titans with Tannehill, 31 trips to the red zone, 30 touchdowns. That is sick.
That's a staggering number.
Hold on a second.
Mike Cook, go fuck yourself. I don't want to see Andy win shit. You and Alicia with this, they toned me on that. They trolled me. Alicia and Mike, they talking about Andy's going to get his first Super Bowl. No, he's not. The defense is the Achilles heel.
You know what we have to – go ahead, Chris.
No, in a follow-up to my point, the only good thing for me about having the Titans in the Super Bowl is you're going to have 2 weeks of coverage dating back to last year when Mike Vrabel was asked, would he chop off his penis in exchange for a Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
I mean, that just has just as much as... This
television gold.
Absolutely.
Bring out the executioner. What's that from? Executioner. I can't think of it.
Come on out, Mr. Mackey. It's supposed to be the executioner.
Eric, we just got a message from your mother. She found the photo under your desk. She said you would know what that means. He had the photo.
South Park.
I'm sorry. When he had the photo of him sucking Butter's dick.
That's not appropriate for class. Okay.
Okay. That was good.
Anybody, real quick. Butter's middle name.
I forgot.
Scotch.
No, that's his last name. Leopold. Leopold.
Butters Leopold Scotch.
So what's your pick?
Like I said, I'm going with Chiefs and Packers.
Chiefs and Packers.
Yeah,
you're going completely opposite.
Chiefs Packers.
Diaz, real fast, your pick.
Chiefs Niners.
Chiefs Niners. Okay.
Sorry, Hobbs.
So you fell in the middle.
You fell in
we
the
had
middle.
We had two Niners Titans.
Niners Titans. Yeah.
Completely opposite.
He wants to see
you're sitting in the middle.
He wants to see a fantasy game.
I want to see Andy Reid.
I do.
It's like a fat fish you find in the ocean. You cut open its stomach to see what it's eating, and that generally helps you prepare the bait to catch more fish. I really want to slice open Andy Reid's gut and just see what spills out.
I didn't see. What happened to...
You'll be very surprised.
One of the refs almost knocked Vrabel down. You almost knocked Vrabel out.
Really?
One of the refs in the game.
Like knock him out, like turn around and...
Yeah, like not like that, but I guess he was running.
Okay.
No, I was asking, did anybody see that?
No.
We didn't see it, Mike.
I haven't seen anything like that since Tomlin got in the way. Remember that one time it was like...
Yeah, Jay Diaz is here.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Diaz is here, unfortunately.
Right. I'm late to the show, so I'm not going to.
No, I don't know. Remember, no.
Late to the show.
No, I was,
well, I'm early for mine.
We're good. We're good right now.
We're good. We got you guys coming up here like right. A fastball pitch, you know.
Well, just so you guys know, this is what we're going to do. When we chop, when we get past this show, we're just going to chop it in half, and then there's going to be the Diaz and Sack, or the Sack and Diaz, the TTP with S&D. The jump ball with Sack and Diaz, two from the line with Sack and Diaz. We could have a number of names that we could come up with. They're going to have their own show following us every, what's today? Thursday. After Get Tanked Happy Hour, which starts at 5 o'clock. And I think we're going to stick around for an hour after that and do a Green Legion radio show moving forward. We'll see what takes place here. But so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break right now. Hollis,
yes,
and myself,
yes.
You know, we got just, nothing else to do.
Yeah,
but
we're just chilling. We're just sitting here.
We're gonna let Diaz and Sack run the show, but we're gonna just meld right into their program right now. So we will be back with the Diaz and Sack show right after this. Everybody, we appreciate you listening to the Get Tanked Happy Hour. And Hollis and I signing off.
It's been real.
As the big dogs, the next big dogs coming in now.
TTP.